Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, at least we know we have one series in the LCS, and we have week number 7 kicking off tonight in the National Football League. Welcome in. This is Bet Sweats with you on a Thursday morning. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, John Murray, our buddy from the Westgate, will be joining us in the 11 o'clock hour. Andy Molitor from the Deep Dive podcast and BetSports will be dropping by as well. If you're with us every week, you know Thursdays are super busy. We've got a breakdown of Thursday Night Football in 20 minutes. Later this hour, we're going to go over Survivor, our favorite college football plays of the weekend. We're going to put our 10 toes down and take some stances here on this Thursday morning. Sam is in New York, like the usual plan on Thursday. He's got a chair in his room. Sam, how are you? Damn. Muted? Can't start this way. Or is it the microphone? Oh, it could be one of many things. Bad start. Don't listen to any of our plays today. Whatever we give you over the next 3 hours, you might have to give the hard ignore. You with us now? Now he's here visually. You can watch him on YouTube and Twitch. You just can't hear him on BetMGMNetwork.com. That takes you right to the Odyssey app, the BetMGM Network YouTube and Twitch pages. Make sure you subscribe over there. Follow the show on X as well. Bet_sweats. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are everywhere. We'll try one more time.
Hello.
I hear something. I did hear something.
I don't know. I'm green. My light is green. My mic is green. You got me now?
You're good. You're green. Yes, because we know Jeff Schwartz will stop by in the room. And he's all about green. He comes in at some point during the show every week and kind of leans over your shoulder and tells you why Oregon's going to cover the point spread. Did he do that? He did that last week, right?
He did.
Ah, damn. Oh, no, this microphone. We can't be dealing with this. Yeah, you're out again, Sam. You're out again. This is not going well this week. Yesterday, it was Caroline Fenton. She had issues to start. Who was it the day before? Was it Felder yesterday as well? Felder had some issues. Not good.
Yeah. What about me? How am I doing now?
You're good. Yeah, okay. You're good.
Great. Hey guys. Yeah, my favorite, since you bring up Jeff, was like, we're just better, and that's fine. It's my favorite part from last week. So, look, they'd be favored again if they played again tomorrow, right? I want to see Jeff pop in again. I don't know if he'll be having the Ducks hockey jersey on, but that is a good look. It's a pretty sweet jersey.
I probably don't have much of an argument against Rutgers this week. Like, I'm not going to take Rutgers. I've heard both sides of it, though. I've heard both sides. So we'll see what he has to say when he hops in. You heard the highlights coming in. We'll get Sam's mic sorted out in a couple of minutes. Don't worry. He'll be here throughout the show. But ALCS, game number 3 last night, I kind of landed on it by the time we got to the end of the show. It's like, yeah, Toronto's the play. I don't think Seattle. You look at that Blue Jays offense and how they were hitting coming into the series. And yes, they struggled, of course, games 1 and 2. You knew they were due for something big. And boy, did you see it. 13-4 over Seattle last night. So the Jays are the dog. Around plus 122, plus 125 is where they close, and they win easily. That game was over. I'm sure many people ended up turning the TVs off. The over get smashed by 10 runs. It closed 7. We get 17 runs in this ball game. Blue Jays go yard 5 times. If you compile the distance of those 5 home runs, it was 2,004 feet in home runs. That's what that Jays offense did. Vladdy Jr., monster game, 4 for 4, homer, couple doubles, single, a walk. You had Springer. Oh, he was in the room. They called it. They called their shot on Springer, and they were correct. Springer, 3 hits, including a home run in that one. For those all concerned about that matchup against Kirby, 8 runs on 8 hits, giving up 3 homers and only 4 innings of work. Some meaningless homers at the end of the game by Seattle. I guess you could bring that up. I don't know. They weren't high leverage moments. They were against end of the reliever guys that they're not going to need over the next couple of days. So Toronto's big, and Toronto wins big, and it is Seattle 2-1. They go back at it today, game number 4. So the plan today, we're going to have a couple of LCS games. So full day of sports. We've got Thursday night football. Of course, college already kicked off this week, and 2 LCS baseball games. So good day of betting. Good day of betting if you don't have too much planned.
Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me now?
We started there. Yeah, that's how we started last time, but then it went away after about 10 seconds. So we'll see.
I honestly don't think anything is my fault for the first time in my life. I don't know what I've done wrong. I didn't even drink last night, so I know it's not my fault. Everything is hooked up and ready to go.
Really? The dogster said he was trying to make a cologne that smelled like Sammy P.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I forgot what he said it smelled like, but I just said alcohol. That's all you need.
So the second time I tried to talk to you this morning, I was trying to relay the message that Jeff Schwartz will be here today. I was sort of ribbing him yesterday. We went out for tacos. The guy puts down taco. The taco looks like a little race car in his hand, by the way. So we're eating tacos.
Micro machine.
Very small looking taco in his hand. So I said, you know, the guys don't think you're showing up tomorrow. What do you mean? I go, well, you're kind of a front runner. And he's like, what? What do you mean? So I said, yeah, we don't think you're going to show up after that big loss to Indiana. I'll be there. You tell them I'll be there.
They're just better. They're just better. The 3s are better. The 4s are better. Oh, damn. No, you're getting them all revved up, so he's going to be coming in hot at some point during the show. I want to see that. Do you have a bet on Oregon Rutgers? I remember you talking earlier in the week.
The dog, for sure. I'm going to take 17.5. You know how I feel on Thursday. Tuesday for me is a mystery box. Wednesday, I start revving the engine. I wake up Thursday, and my list goes from 6 to 4 in college. I try to do about 4 college bets and then 2 NFL bets because the NFL is just – this year for me, I've had so many dogs that have just collapsed. So I'm trying to whittle that NFL list down and play more college. Rutgers will definitely get my money, especially anything north of 17. Talk about a tough spot, man. You go from playing Penn State, then you play Indiana at home, win of your season against Penn State, you lose against Indiana. Now you got to get back up off the mat, fly across the country, and go to a building with no juice against Rutgers. And it's a sleepy spot. I think it's natural to think that Oregon is just going to roll them over, but this is a horrible, horrible betting spot for the Ducks.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk more about that one when we go over our college football plays. Definitely interested in that. You can still find 17s out there as well. But your takeaway from baseball, ALCS game number 3, Toronto takes it in convincing fashion. Sam, for the first time ever, the first 5 games in the LCS all go to the road team. We actually brought it up to Todd Frazier yesterday on the show. He's like, yeah, I've been in the playoffs 5 times. I like playing on the road. It's so much easier. And then we get a road dog winning once again last night.
Frazier was saying how easy it was to kind of channel the fans out when you're on the road. And he felt that the pressure was always tougher at home, which I guess through 5 games of the LCSs, ding, 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 it was just another power outage too. I mean, everybody homered. I'm sure you guys talked about this in the final stretch of my microphone not working, but even George Springer in the room, pow. Everybody homered except for my guy, Josh Naylor, who I bet to homer. He did not homer, but yeah, just so much power, high slugging. And look, I thought Shane Bieber was fine. You know, I think a lot of people were thinking that he was going to just get run over and the M's were going to go up 3-0, but now we have a series.
I know you didn't bet him, but your guy Rosarena homered late too. There were eight guys that homered in the game. Eight. Right size, Randy. Wrong shape.
I do love Randy. Randy is my guy. I remember the year we were betting him. Was this 2020? It had to have been, right? When they played the Dodgers and he homered 10 times in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He was unbelievable that year. So I have an affinity for Randy because of that 2020 run to the World Series and that COVID shortened season. I've always liked Randy, but this Blue Jays team, no offense the first two games, all the offense in game number three. Now what do you get? What do you get in game four? Who knows?
In the playoffs, Vladdy leads the team in homers. RBI, OPS, four homers, 10 RBI. His OPS is almost 1,500. So we get a tweet last night from our buddy Mike Shope. I'll talk to him later on his show this afternoon on WGR. And he said, is it too late to jump in on Vladdy Jr. for World Series MVP?
No.
I look during the game, it's 30-1. This morning, it's 20, the best price that you can get. I mean, if the Jays are going to be there, if they win the World Series, I know we talk about it's usually not the star player, it's going to be somebody else. It's hard to imagine it being somebody that's not Guerrero Jr., right?
I don't know that it's hard to imagine.
Could be Springer.
He's their heartbeat. He's their soul. He's their best player. I know it's not always the best player, as we've chronicled for the last 2 or 3 weeks or so. I mean, Steve Pierce won World Series MVP for the Red Sox in 2018, and I don't think anybody could pick Steve Pierce out of a league.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Sam's breaking up there. He's right. It's certainly fair. But one thing that we have learned is, as we study this and just see what happens, call it a trend, whatever, it's usually a position player. Once in a great while, it's going to be a pitcher, but it's usually a position player in the top five. And that's why we were grabbing some big numbers on specific Dodgers earlier on before the playoffs got going, like Muncy or Teoscar, who's hitting third right now and just killing it. We grabbed him at 101. Muncy at 101. Hit a homer the other day. Hadn't done much throughout the playoffs. Grab those big numbers. Look at guys hitting in the top five. But, yeah, Vladdy Jr., he's had a monster playoffs. He had a monster game last night. Was doing nothing in that series going into that game. But it was big last night. So we have two games today. The first one, we're going to go LCS. We're going to go NLCS, I should say. And the Dodgers are home. After taking a 2-0 lead, it is the Dodgers a massive favorite. $1.90 favorites. You got Glasnow on the bump. Total 7.5. The total exactly the same for both these games. Milwaukee, desperate spot. They didn't make an official announcement on a starting pitcher, but everybody knows they're going to be leaning on Quintana in this game to at least go a few innings. Yeah, officially it still says undecided for Milwaukee. Now, I don't know that Quintana's going to be out there for the first inning. They've done this before where you go with an opener, but it's probably going to be Quintana. They did it in the Cup Series too, where they would open with somebody else, and then they go heavy with Mizorowski. But no official announcement. It's expected to be Quintana for the most part, and Glasnow going for the Dodgers. In Game 4, it is going to be Shohei Ohtani. So the Dodgers are probably going to end up a $2 favorite in that one. And then in the nightcap, where Toronto is showing some life, Seattle up 2-1, much closer. It's Seattle. We got a home favorite in both games. Seattle minus 125 on the money line, same total. Scherzer for Toronto, Castillo for Seattle there. So that one expected to be much closer. Paul, I'm guessing this run of road teams stops at some point today, but I don't know. It wouldn't shock me if Milwaukee were to steal a game, kind of like the Phillies did in Game 3 last time.
Yeah, I'm never laying $2, but no, I don't know. You throw Quintana in there against that lineup, it just seems like, you know, he's ripe for the picking. And then the other one, I mean, the Jays showed some life. Like, what are we getting from Scherzer? Jake, you talked about this a little bit yesterday, if you want to chime in real quick, but, like, is this an over spot with him out there? Was my first thought.
You not just already chasing last know. Night. Because we haven't seen Scherzer in, like, a month. You know the room is going to be on Scherzer unders. Outs recorded, strikeouts.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like Seattle, Cal Raleigh home run. I'm going to call it right. I'm going to call my shot right now that the room is going to have Scherzer under outs, under strikeouts, and a Raleigh home run tomorrow. And that kind of makes me want to take the Blue Jays.
Was thinking that the room will be all over home runs. They saw 8 home runs in that game last night. The total 7.5, over, which makes me want to go under in that game. We'll talk about the LCS matchups later on. Thursday Night Football, we'll break that down next. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.